Extended duration to the Red Army!
Cries rose up here and there in the crowd. A young woman raised her hand in a clenched fist.
Advance necessarily with the people while retaining due regard for traditions!
Others joined her. Deserved correction to enemies!
I've lost Mr. Bunny!
The Red Giants clonked to a halt.
Look at them, said Mr. Savaloy. They're not trolls. They move like some kind of engine. Doesn't that interest you?
No, said Cohen, vacantly. Abstract thinking is not a major aspect of the barbarian mental process. Now, where was I?
He sighed. Oh, yes, you too. You'd rather die than betray your emperor, would you? The two men were rigid with fear now. Cohen raised his sword. Mr. Savaloy took a deep breath, grabbed Cohen's sword arm, and shouted,
"Then open the gates and let him through!"
There was a moment of utter silence. Mr. Savaloy nudged Cohen.
"Go on," he hissed. "Act like an emperor."
"What? You mean giggle and have people tortured? That sort of thing? Blow that."
"No. Act like an emperor ought to act."
Cohen glared at Savaloy, then he turned to the guards.
"Well done," he said. "Your loyalty does you... what's the name? Credit. Keep on like this, and I can see it's promotion for both of you. Now let us all go inside, or I will have my flowerpot men chop off your feet, so you'll have to kneel in the gutter while you're looking for your head."
The men looked at one another, threw down their swords, and tried to kowtow.
"And you can bloody well get up, too," said Cohen, in a slightly nicer tone of voice. "Mr. Savaloy?"
"Yes?"
"I'm emperor now, am I?"
"The Earth soldiers seem to be on our side. The people think you've won. We're all alive."
"I'd say we've won, yes."
"If I'm emperor, I can tell everyone what to do, right?"
"Oh, indeed."
"Properly, you know, scrolls and stuff. Buggers in uniform blowing trumpets and saying, 'This is what he wants you to do.'"
"Ah, you want to make a proclamation?"
"Yeah, no more of this bloody kowtowing. It makes me squirm. No kowtowing by anyone to anyone, all right? If anyone sees me, they can salute or maybe give me some money. But none of this banging your head on the ground stuff. It gives me the willies. Now, dress up that in proper writing."
"Right away. And
hang on, haven't finished yet."
Cohen bit his lip in unaccustomed cogitation as the Red Warriors lurched to a stop.
"Yeah. You can add that I'm letting all prisoners go free unless they've done something really bad, like attempted poisoning for a start. You can work out the details. All torturers have to have their heads cut off, and every peasant can have a free pig, something like that. I'll leave you to put in all the proper curly bits about by order and stuff."
Cohen looked down at the guards.
"Get up," I said. "I swear the next bastard that kisses the ground in front of me is going to get kicked in the antique chicken coops. Okay, now, open the gates."
The crowd cheered. As the horde stepped inside the Forbidden City, they followed in a sort of cross between a revolutionary charge and a respectful walk. The Red Warriors stood outside. One of them raised a terracotta foot, which groaned a little, and walked towards the wall until it bumped into it. The warrior staggered drunkenly for a while and then managed to get within a yard or two of the wall without colliding with it. It raised a finger and wrote, shakily, in red dust that turned to a kind of paint on the wet plaster,
"Help, help, it's me. I'm out here on the plain. Help, I can't get this bloody armour off."
The crowd surged along behind Cohen, shouting and singing. If he'd had a surfboard, he could have ridden on it. The rain drummed heavily on the roof and poured into the courtyards.
"Why are they all so excited?" he said.
"They think you're going to sack the palace," said Mr. Savaloy. "They've heard about barbarians, you see. They want some of it. Anyway, they like the idea about the pig."
"Hey, you!" shouted Cohen to a boy struggling past under the weight of a huge vase. "Get your thieving paws off my stuff. That's valuable, that is.
It's a Sang dynasty," said Mr. Savaloy.
"That's right," said the vase.
"That's a Sang dynasty.